Thanks, Karen. When could wearing a T-shirt get you arrested? In Belfast yesterday, according to the Irish News. The paper reports that police in the north told pro-Palestinian protesters that if they express support for the banned protest group Palestine Action, they could be arrested. Mal McCann has several photos in the Irish News of protesters in Belfast wearing T-shirts saying, "We are all Palestine Action," in both Irish and English. The paper says there were no arrests. If you're a parent counting down to the reopening of the schools, you won't like what the Mail has to say today. The paper says that school secretaries and caretakers are going ahead with their strike on August 28th. They're walking out over pension rights and sick pay. The paper says the industrial action may close some schools until agreement is reached with the Departments of Public Expenditure and Education. The Department of Education says it recognises the concerns raised by the secretaries and caretakers and will engage with all parties in the coming period. Bladder barriers. That's a new term reported on in The Star today. A DCU report has shown that more than a third of female players are suffering from bladder issues during games and training. One of the researchers says that it's causing women and girls to drop out of sport because they think they're the only ones and are embarrassed. He says they don't realise so many of their teammates suffer from the same issue and that it can be treated by physiotherapy and exercises. What looks like a silly story on dragon training in the Belfast Telegraph turns out to have quite a serious side to it. The paper reports that a couple of game designers from County Down have designed a dragon riding simulator as part of an immersive virtual reality game. And while you probably won't ever need it for riding dragons, the design team includes an aerospace engineer who's modifying the game for use in aircraft to help pilots manage unpredictable situations, the kind you get when you're trying to stay up on a dragon. There's a row in Limerick between a priest and the people in his parish. The Examiner reports that the priest has applied for retrospective planning permission for floodlights around his church, while local residents say that the lights are lighting up rooms in nearby houses and they're leading to loss of sleep and privacy. They also say they don't take account of the needs of local protected wildlife, like bats. Two driving stories in the papers today. Ralph Regal reports in The Independent that the waiting times for driving tests is coming down, and that's now putting pressure on drivers who repeatedly apply for learner permits. He writes that the number of drivers still on learner permits after 11 years is 38,000. And one happy driver is writing to the Irish Times today. Sean Mooney says he's expressing his undying and unconditional love for his SUV. He writes, "I sit full of smug self-satisfaction in my roomy air-conditioned cabin, and due to its advanced driver aids and safety features, I'm afforded the time to muse on my last use of public transport. That faint smell of urine and sweat, the buffoon shouting down the phone, and the morons watching Instagram reels with the sound up, the vaping, the heat on, even though it was about 20 degrees. Darren Nolan, writing the Irish Independent, tells one of the most remarkable stories in the papers today. It's about the Irish orphan Arthur Knight, who, he writes, claimed he was born in Dublin, grew up in a care home, and fled for a new life in London when he was in his teens. Though he firmly stated he could back up his story, there was no hard evidence, no identification, and no birth certificate. Arthur Knight, Darren Nolan writes, was nothing more than one of 16 aliases allegedly used by the man whose real name is Nicholas Rossi and who was last week found guilty of rape in a US court. He was caught when he ended up in hospital during COVID and nurses recognised his face and distinctive tattoos from an arrest warrant issued by Interpol. And this being August, it's time for the best one-liners from the Edinburgh Festival. One of them in the Mail relies on the Latin for seize the day. It's from comedian Amelia Hamilton. She says, "I love getting Latin chat-up lines. I carpe every DM."